Like those pickets over there?
Yeah,
picket fence.
Picket fence, okay.
And you know how old those fences are, that fence over there.
I have no idea.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. But long before I was born, Mama just had one child, and they had the typhoid fever, and Papa had typhoid fever when Ira had. He was a little boy. And so when Papa got well, after so long a time, in those days, he just lay and lay till this, just nearly about went away with nothing with typhoid fever. Mm-hmm. Dr. was living over there, and Papa built that fence over there with those pickets, and do you know today those are the same pickets?
My goodness.
And they sold that place when we were, all us children were 6 years old. They had some children, and I was 6 years old, and they sold that, Dr. sold that place to Mr. And so those are the same pickets that Papa put on that first fence, but they had, and that the post and all, but Mr. has had, you know, the under part fixed. He always had that fixed and kept that up. But those are the same pickets put back there.
My goodness. They lasted, didn't they?
They sure did, and good now.
If you saw a fence like this, have you ever seen a fence like this? What would you call that?
Yeah, we used to climb over them, going over yonder to the Slicky Rock.
What would you call it?
We just called it a fence. I don't know what you'd call that kind of a fence.
It's made with poles.
I know it. I know it. You just put fence made with poles, I reckon. And that's the only way I've ever seen them laid. And if anybody wants to ask you anything about it, you just tell them that's the way they were all laid with those poles.
Right.
I know I've climbed them in, you know.
Do you know of any other wood kinds of wood fences made out of wood besides these two?
Mm-mm. No, I don't.
Okay.
Only we used to have garden fences made with strips. I don't know what kind of wood, wiring just like that kind of fence put up. I know we had one out yonder here when I was a child out there in the back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, here's another kind of question. If you have more people staying at your house than you had room for, and what would you call a bed that you made on the floor for some of them to sleep on?
Call it a pallet.
A what?
Pallet.
What do you call low ground in a river valley?
Low ground in a river valley?
It's people like to go down, plow it up, and plant corn in it. Mm.
Well, low ground, lowland's all I know.
Okay. Will you name several different kinds of roads, depending on what they're made out of? You know, there are different kinds of highways and roads.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call them?
Well, I just don't know. I'm not up on roads much, and this one out here, they fixed that a few years ago, but I don't know if it's just made out of dirt or anything.
All right.
Straightened off.
Would you call it an asphalt road, blacktop road, dirt road, gravel road, hard road?
I wish somebody else would answer that knew more about it.
Okay, that's fine. What would you call a paved road with a real light-colored surface?
You know, what is hard topping?
Well, this is be paved with concrete, probably.
Paved with concrete. Be paved with concrete, wouldn't it?
Just a concrete road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call a paved road with a black surface like this one out here, or do you call it anything? Just a road?
Just a road.
Okay. Now, here's one that I don't even know myself.